the power of being an open-ended benefit creator. It is in clarity. And so through familiarization with clarity, it becomes obvious that the power is there. Through living everyday life, this is how it becomes obvious that the power is there. And we may find that our life unfolds into something we never could have imagined, where we end up living a way that is truly exalted. It is truly exalted. Human beings are extraordinary, extremely special beings, open-ended benefit creators. Now, isn't that something? Open-ended benefit creator. There's nowhere to contain the benefit that we are. It is open-ended. Just like the last sentence of the first text said, all of the power is in each one. All of the power is in each one. And to rest in that potency, that total potency and power, and to live life from there, this is a life of complete openness and true relation, complete connection and interactivity with everyone and everything. There is never a moment when it becomes static or succinct. And so you see, wow, the world is your oyster. And there is great treasure in every moment, every single moment. So just in terms of a person, an individual person living life, to have clarity is the foundation from which everything else flows, is the stable foundation that can carry us throughout life. It can give us everything we want, always be available no matter what happens, soothing us, empowering us in all that we do. This is radical, you know, really, really radical. It cuts everything to the quick, right down to the very basis, so that there's no possibility whatsoever that anyone could be left out. You see what I mean? There's no fooling around, no fooling around at all, everyone included, through a simple, powerful means that elicits beneficial power in every single person on earth. Wow. That is really good. And so you see, once introduced to clarity, take as much time as you need to just savor the initial introduction and familiarization. That's a long word, familiarization. Too many syllables. Get friends with it. Get friends with it quickly, you know. Really enjoy getting to know clarity, acknowledging clarity, relying on that beneficial power, seeing how it unfolds in your life, seeing how it gives you the power to do all kinds of things you've never been able to do before. Notice how it opens up your ability to connect and to really just be available for relationship. Clarity is so powerful. No one is a stranger to clarity. Everyone is the beloved. And so you see, by relying on clarity, that those are the eyes we're looking through. Everyone is the beloved. There isn't anyone who is a stranger anywhere. Everywhere we look, we feel right at home. We may have all kinds of points of view going on, but we still feel right at home, connected. Our points of view, that they don't get in the way anymore. You know, we're not looking through the eyes of the points of view description. Instead, we're looking through blazing clarity eyes, beneficial eyes that cast their gaze on everything, and then come to a beneficial conclusion. As open-ended benefit creators, what our eyes see is a world full of benefit, a world full of solutions, a world full of already competent people, and that all people might need is a little bit of training to get them going in order to see that they are open-ended benefit creators. Because we just aren't, we don't learn that. We have so many different things influencing our behavior, and somehow the common knowledge is that we're flawed and we need to constantly be correcting ourselves, or there's going to be some kind of insane display. When that is, oh, it is such a limiting interpretation, and it's based on knowledge thousands of years old. It doesn't have anything to do with what a human being really is or can do. I've seen this in my own life. I've seen that there wasn't the knowledge available to be who I wanted to be. And so what to do? Gotta create it. Open-ended benefit creator. Gotta create the knowledge. And, you know, step into the space of that. That's what we are. And so, you know, you can see it in yourself. And you can see it in each other. You see how well it works. There isn't any more convincing to do. You're already convicted. You see that it's much easier and much, much more pleasant to live a life of mutual respect and gratitude than one of competition and one-upsmanship and that sort of thing. So now, what do you think of this insight for clarity to be the core competence of all business? This great clarity openness where everyone's in this together. So we're all committed to being of benefit to all, each action informed by what will be of most benefit to all. That's how we're going through the day. It isn't all the focus on me anymore, because we've released up that energy of trying to figure out all the points of view. So now all that energy is used for benefit, for creating beneficial solutions no matter what situation we're in, whether it's personal or professional. This is what it means to have clarity as the core competence. Other things have been the core competence in business, but not clarity. We can see from recent events that the way we do business, it needs some adjusting. Wouldn't you agree? And maybe political situations, they need a little adjusting too. However, who's responsible for all of this? We are. There isn't any they who are doing all this. The they are us. And so you see, in this spirit of openness together, emerging in this grand emergence from within human society is the era of great benefit, clarity society. Era of great benefit based on clarity society. This is emerging as we speak, and it has been for years now. And we will see during our life, as long as we live, each day we will see more and more of this. There will be more and more of it in each of you as open-ended benefit creators, and more of it throughout the world. More and more emergence of pure benefit in society. Indeed, entering an era of inexhaustible benefit. Benefit that can't be turned off. And this is the way human beings will live forever. And so as we grow into new technologies and new science that allows us to live even longer lives than we live now, even 1,000 years or longer if we wanted to, that allows us to download our minds if we want to die, so our everything in our mind is preserved to be part of the knowledge generation, the knowledge creation of human society. All of this is part of the era of great benefit. A very, very exciting era to be alive. And you are the pioneers of this society. That's what you are. Through your example, each day you show up wherever you are, and everyone you see recognizes something about you that is different. But you see, as more and more people join in, there is less and less difference. The bug is catching on. It's spreading, the clarity bug. And it's a very happy bug. It lives forever, and it spreads its nectar everywhere. And so you see, when we start an organization, it's entirely up to us what kind of organization we have. We don't have to do our rules by the games of others at all. We can have any kind of organization we want. And so when we started this organization, we decided the core competence would be clarity. And that's just the way it is. The core competence of the Balanced View and Great Freedom organizations is clarity. There's no doubt about it anywhere in the organization. And that means that everyone in the organization is trained in clarity. There are no exceptions. If someone isn't interested in clarity, then this isn't the organization that's a fit for them in terms of work. They'll need to go somewhere else. And we see other organizations spreading up, or springing up throughout the world. Organizations springing up based on the core competence of clarity, based on the Balanced View principles, the Balanced View empowerments, and all of the training and support available. This is really, truly exciting. And as we go forward, we can see that there are many ways to introduce the core competence of clarity into institutions and organizations. It can start out in one department, or it can start out as an organizational imperative, either one. Wherever it starts out, it's good. But say it started out as either a departmental or an organizational imperative, there may be some people who would not want to be committed to clarity. And maybe they would leave the organization because they couldn't be committed to clarity for one reason or another. However, that would be for the health of the organization over the long term. Because over the long term, with the core competence of clarity, the organization will not only attract the best employees, they will retain the best employees. The best employees can work anywhere they want to, and so they're very picky. And if there is a clarity environment available, they will go there. Why? Because a clarity environment, an organization with the core competence of clarity, is a good place to be. It's a nice place to be. It's a good way to spend one's life. And all of one's contributions are received as a gift of generosity. So the expectations have a different definition. Now, also in such an organization, the leadership find that it is their responsibility to empower each individual in the organization beyond the individual's expectations of what they think they can do. And so then, you know, leadership becomes this wonderful task of serving the empowerment of other individuals, serving the empowerment of other individuals with the knowledge that I have been honored and privileged to receive during my life. So my actual experiences, my direct experiences of being an open-ended benefit creator, I'm able to share with someone else. And this is a true form of a beautiful organization and relationship, because in such a setting, everyone thrives. Everyone is using their optimal beneficial skills in order to move through the day. And the interest in points of view completely disappears. So all of the time lost at work through thinking about points of view, thinking about personal points of view, thinking about other people at work and our disagreements with them or our competition with them or the things we don't like about the organization, all these points of view that have taken up so much of the time of productivity in the organization, all of these fall away. They fall away completely, so they aren't there. And you all know what I'm talking about. Even though there might be a point of view hanging around once in a while, it's not for long. No. It just completely falls away. So the old days, remember the old movies where in the business they'd gather around the water cooler and gossip about each other and the boss and that sort of thing? Well, that doesn't happen anymore, because the consensus is that we're here for the benefit of all. What we're here to do is be open-ended benefit creators, and we're creating benefit for everyone, creating benefit for ourselves, creating benefit for each other at work, and creating benefit with everyone we meet. And so you see this spirit of actually seeing how beneficial everyone actually is. It spreads out everywhere, contagiously. I can't think of any more exciting life. It really takes human beings to their core, their real core, their real strength. And so when we say core competence is primary in organizations, we mean our individual human organization as well. So you see, we need desperately to go to this next level. It is a quantum leap. And it's in fact an exponential leap of an extraordinary kind for human beings to take this leap from focusing on points of view to the view. Points of view to the view, all of a sudden looking everywhere, you know, through everyone's eyes. And so, oh, this is it's a new kind of life, as you can see.